A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
In a cartoon world, Layla, a redhead girl, flies her dragon in the sky as words appear, a Netflix original series. Then Dak, a redhead boy, falls off the DreamWorks moon, rescued by his dragon. Now a full moon hovers in the night sky as a Viking ship sails below, marked with a snake, as masked guards patrol the deck.
What are we doing out here? It's too cold.
If you ask me, boss is worried about nothing. Who's going to try anything out here?
Someone sneaks on, quickly hiding. The guard shrugs. He throws an apple to distract another guard. He now dives below deck, returning with a scroll as a guard confronts him. He ducks, then kicks the guard below deck, joining the same two guards as they peer overboard.
Is that boat?
Yes, I think it is.
He slams their heads together.
Perdóname.
He leaps to his waiting boat and opens the scroll, revealing his face in the moonlight.
As I suspected. I must get this to the rescue riders.
While Dondo smiles. Now the rescue riders fly to their lighthouse fort as Dak slides down the zipline and flips to the ground. Later, he and Layla put on their riding gear and fly off again as Dak rescues a sheep from hungry wolves, hopping down to grab it, then leaps off a cliff back onto his dragon. Now Layla hops through the air from dragon to dragon to save a sailor caught high up in his sail, then flips back onto her saddle, rejoining the others as a title appears, DreamWorks Dragons Rescue Riders. In the morning, they emerge from the roost.
Huh?
Burple eagerly awaits.
Good morning, everyone. Wait till you try this new game I just learned. Find the southern lobster.
The lobster slips under one of the three buckets as Burple now shuffles them.
So, where's the lobster?
One of the buckets moves.
That one?
Wow, you're good.
Burple, where'd you learn this game?
From him.
While Dondo waves from above.
Hola, rescue riders!
Dondo del mundo! Team, grab him!
He twirls to avoid Winter, leaping onto Agro's back.
We are friends, no?
She bursts into flames as he leaps off.
We are friends, no.
He dodges her water blast, ducking behind Burple.
That tickles.
This rude reception, it hurts me.
Hurts you? You tried to kidnap us last time we saw you.
Oh, to be fair, I was only after the dragons, so it was really more of a dragon napping.
Does he think we forgot that?
I am here to make it up to you, after you guess where the lobster is.
Don't waste your time. The lobster is behind his back.
Layla pulls it out.
How'd you know, Cutter?
It takes a trickster to catch a trickster.
Okay, wrap him up. We're taking him to Marina.
The lobster?
No, you!
They flip a wooden barrel up to Agro, who traps while Dondo inside.
This is surprisingly comfortable.
Now at Marina's, they knock on the door.
She's behind us.
Wrong.
They look up as Marina flips down from a tree, scaring the lobster. It hides under Burple.
Liar.
Do-gooder.
Criminal.
Stick in the mud?
Betrayer of trust!
A spoilsport!
She suddenly hugs him, wrapping her arms around the barrel.
Why are you still wearing this? Wood is not a good look for you.
It made the little ones feel safer.
He flips up, bursting free.
That took longer than I expected.
I was trying to be polite.
They embrace again.
They have a very weird relationship. Marina, you're hugging him? He tried to kidnap us!
He was really only after the dragon, so it was more of a dragon napping.
I told you.
So you just forgive him?
Doc, you must always forgive.
He smiles.
But never forget!
He frowns sadly.
What are you after this time, Wodondo?
Oh, querida, you wound me. I am here to make amends, to help save a dragon.
They frown.
What?
It's true! Have you ever heard of the Golden Dragon?
You mean the dragon that, according to legend, only lays one egg every 100 years? An egg that happens to be made of solid gold?
So that is why you are here. You plan to steal it, Wodondo.
Not me! But this is the year the Golden Dragon is supposed to lay her egg. And some very bad pirates have a map to her nest. Have you ever heard of Eric the Wretched?
A brute and a villain.
He carries a huge hammer, and he does not care who or what gets smashed as long as he gets what he wants.
If this pirate has a map to the Golden Dragon and we don't, how can we stop him from stealing the egg?
Well, I managed to obtain...
He means stole.
A copy of that map.
He hands it over as they look.
Huh, and it has a hole in it.
See? Just like the original.
It's covered in riddles.
Aye, the story goes that many years ago, a lover of dragons, not unlike yourselves, found the nest of the Golden Dragon. He made a map so he could return, but to keep the location secret, he hid the directions in these riddles.
And now you want us to help you find the egg. Yeah, we're not falling for that trick again.
No, 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 no. This map is for you. You must save the dragon's egg.
He leaves them the map.
What is going on here?
Oh, I am done with the adventurous life, querida. I'm going to settle down.
He sits.
Perhaps be a fisherman.
The lobster.
No, my first catch.
If pirates really are looking for the golden egg,
the baby dragon inside is in big trouble.
They share worried glances.
Then it looks like we better head back to the roost and gear up for a treasure hunt.
More like a dragon hunt.
Let's fly.
Good luck, Rescue Riders.
Be safe.
And trust no one.
That's a given when you're around.
Okay, what did he say?
He said thanks for the advice.
They fly off as Marina and Waldondo look on.
That's not what he said, is it?
I doubt it.
The lobster watches, too. Up in the sky, Layla looks at the map as they fly on. Cutter flies up, peering down through the clouds.
There! That looks like the island on the map!
They dive down closer, spotting a Viking ship.
It also looks like someone beat us to it.
Look at the sail! Crossed hammers! That could be Eric the Wretched's ship.
Dragons!
The Vikings hurry to their net launchers.
Fire!
They dodge the nets, firing back as burly bearded Eric emerges with his battle hammer.
Hold your fire! Huh? Don't you see the kids on those dragons? These must be the legendary Rescue Riders!
Finally, we get some respect!
You there! Come on down, let's do some bargaining! Oh, come on! I guarantee your safety! We won't attack you!
They put aside their weapons.
What do you think?
I'd rather talk than fight, but let's play it safe. Aggro, Cutter, Purple, cover us.
Dak and Layla fly down onto the ship as Eric greets them with open arms.
Welcome to my ship, Rescue Riders. I am Eric the Wretched.
We know who you are. Waldondo told us all about you.
Oh, he did he? Well, he told me about you, too. How you and your dragon pals helped him search for Odin's gem. Have you come to help me, too?
Not if you're after the egg of the Golden Dragon.
Which I am.
We're not going to help you steal an egg from its mother.
In fact, we're going to find that egg first and keep it safe.
Oh, really? Come over here.
We're not changing our minds.
He takes them aside.
Really? No chance? Oh, my. This does put me in a bit of a pickle.
Huh?
Well, I put a little show on for my crew. Arg attack, fight to the end and all that. But I really don't like fighting. Can't we work something out?
No! We aren't going to help you steal the Golden Dragon's egg so you can be rich.
Now, when you say it like that, it does seem a bit harsh. How about this? You help me steal the egg and I promise to probably give you the baby dragon inside it after it hatches.
Huh?
No, not possible. Total non-starter.
Absolutely not!
Oh, this is unfortunate. You see, I did promise my crew some golden booty, you know, riches and whatnot. Sure you can't help? Just a little bit. Teensy bit. Insy, teensy bit.
No!
Okay.
He commands his soldiers.
Really sorry about this.
Fight to the end!
They throw nets over Winger and Summer, then trap Dak and Layla in another net.
That should slow you down.
In the sky.
Uh-oh. It's Purple from above!
He tumble rolls from the sky.
Stay back, it's a trap!
He stops.
It's Purple, stay back!
If you are smart, you won't follow us.
Again, terribly sorry.
Let's go, crew!
Eric leads his troops onto the island, consulting his map as he looks up at the cliffs.
The Golden Path is where fortunes bloom. The other three only lead to doom.
A golden cave.
There it is! The Golden Path! Let's go!
Back on the boat, Cutter, Eggro, and Burple free themselves, watching the Vikings rush into the cave as Layla takes out the map.
After them! No, wait!
They got the clue wrong.
I agree.
That golden cave is way too obvious. The key word is bloom. Look!
Flowers flutter outside another cave.
Maybe, maybe not.
Cutter flies up to the flowers, listening to the wind inside the cave. He now flies down to the cave below, then finally lands outside the lowest cave, listening as he peers inside.
We should go this way.
What? Why?
The clue says the golden path is where fortunes bloom. And what's golden? Silence is golden. At least that's what Aggro tells me when she thinks I'm talking too much.
I have said that. A lot.
Your cave is too loud. This one isn't.
Come on. Silence is golden? That's a trick answer. It's not logical.
Maybe. But if I made a map and I didn't want anyone to follow it too easily, I'd make it as tricky as possible.
That does make sense. Illogical sense.
So, which way do we go?
Both.
She opens her diary.
But we only have one map, which is why I'm writing down the next few clues in my dragon diary.
Cutter, you, Aggro, and I will try this cave. Summer, Layla, and Burple, try that one.
Layla hands him the map.
Good luck.
You too, sis.
They hurry into the separate caves as another ship quietly arrives at the island with a snake on its sail. Now inside the golden cave.
And what's on the walls? Are they nets?
Eric looks up, seeing a slithering vine.
No! They're tangle vines! Look out!
The vines grab them, dragging one man away. Eric saves him, whacking the vine as another grabs his battle hammer.
Oh no, you don't, you overgrown weed!
He fights it off. Now in another cave.
Smooth going so far.
Silence is golden? Cutter really thinks that's what the clue means?
The yellow flowers were the clue. It's obvious this is the right cave.
Maybe too obvious?
What do you mean by...
Purple, look out!
A booby trap rope.
I know what I think is obvious, but we're in big trouble here!
They dodge the geysers.
That doesn't prove anything! This is the right cave!
They fly off, now in the other cave.
So far, so good.
You think so?
Because I don't see any golden dragons anywhere. I don't see any golden eggs. I don't see any golden anything.
A fork.
Which way do we go?
What's the next clue on the map?
You won't be alone if you go the right way. But don't be afraid. Some light can save the day. Won't be alone? What's that mean?
Dak shines his lantern as Aggro peers down both caves.
I hear something moving down this way.
So I guess we won't be alone. Let's go this way.
Cutter leads the way. They see a dim glow at the end of the cave.
Be ready for anything.
An army of beetle-like insects suddenly appear.
Bugs!
They quickly back away as the bugs swarm.
Didn't you just say be ready for anything?
Yeah, but I didn't know it would be bugs.
Well, what do we do?
They back into a wall.
What was the rest of the clue? Some light can save the day?
Aggro, time to light the night!
She flares her horns, attracting the bugs.
It worked!
Maybe for you. Light them up!
They toss their lanterns into a pile as Aggro lights them with her blast, redirecting the bugs.
Let's go!
They sneak off into the dark cave.
Oh, bugs! What was that?
Hey, they creep me out.
Yeah, me too.
Back in the other cave.
Hey!
They dodge the last geyser.
We made it.
We're okay.
Yeah, we just almost got boiled, and I'm totally scared of what's gonna happen next. But sure for now, I guess okay.
Sure, we hit a few traps, but that doesn't mean we chose the wrong cave. Who knows what kind of trouble Cutter and the others are having, right?
That's actually a good...
They fall down a pit, flying back up.
If we weren't dragons...
We'd still be falling.
Okay, maybe Cutter was right after all. Maybe.
Meanwhile...
It's been quiet for a while.
Too quiet.
Would you prefer more bugs?
Quiet is good.
Hey, let's focus on the important stuff, okay?
Like the fact that I figured out all the clues and put us on the right path toward...
Hey, stop.
A wall?
This can't be right.
So we both picked the wrong cave.
When did you get here?
Ugh.
Just now.
They hug.
Our cave turned out to be a trap, so we decided to find you and see how you were doing.
Those bugs were really scary, and they tasted terrible.
A bug flies out of his mouth.
What? I like to try new things.
Well, you got here just in time for us to reach a dead end.
What's the next clue?
Dak reads the map.
Nothing is the secret key to unlock the door you see and find the next place to be.
Am I the only one who doesn't see a door?
Nope, none of us do.
Phew. A lot of times, I'm the only one who doesn't get stuff.
This time, we're all stumped, Burps.
Must have gotten one of the clues wrong. Maybe we should try another cave.
Not so fast.
Summer water blasts the cave wall as a door appears.
Am I the only one who sees the door?
We all see the door now, Burple.
Just checking.
This seems too easy.
Why? Because you didn't figure it out and I did? Now we just need a key.
Nothing is the secret key. Nothing. Maybe we don't need a key. Maybe anything can open it.
Dak, don't even think about it.
He skips up, poking his finger into the keyhole. He shows his missing finger.
Just kidding.
He waves. Burple faints as Dak now unlocks the door with his finger.
It worked! Time to go find a golden egg!
Huh?
A Viking army arrives with a giant purple Belzian stone, sucking them into it.
Move, make way! Coming through, please, to form a path!
A short woman in a tall, teetering hat.
Excellent! I knew the dragon talkers would lead me right to my treasure. The nest of the golden dragon.
Oh, great! More pirates. Just what we needed.
Svetlana the Sly, at your service.
Svetlana the Sly?
Yes. Sly enough to let Valdondo steal my map, knowing he would take it to his friends, the Rescue Riders.
Well, I wouldn't call Valdondo our friend.
Sly enough to follow you here, sly enough to let you solve the riddles of the map for me, and sly enough to bring along the Belzium Magnet to keep you out of my way.
If you're so sly, why couldn't you just figure out the riddles for yourself?
Because... maybe I didn't want to. You have begun to bore me. To the Golden Dragon, First Mate Jordi!
An old bearded Viking steps up, leading Svetlana into the secret cave.
We failed. She's gonna get the egg.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Disappointed!
Quick, hide the map! Huh?
Layla tosses it to Burple, who juggles it on his tongue, swallowing it down just in time.
She looks like Svetlana is slightly upset.
What did little dragon say?
Did she call me little?
Aggro flares up.
Ow.
Sorry.
What's the matter, Svetlana? No nest? No golden egg?
Yet. What kind of game are you playing with me?
None.
We're as surprised as you are.
Hand over my map.
Map? What map?
You are not very good liar.
Yes, I am. I mean... I'm not lying.
She stomps in a tantrum.
I want my map!
We don't have your map. Eric the Wretched took it. He's probably in the right cave using it to find the egg as we speak.
What? This better not be trick, or I'll be back. No one outsmarts Svetlana the Sly.
She leads her army away, leaving them stuck to the magnet.
Did we outsmart her? I really hope we outsmarted her. Sure did.
But it won't matter if we can't get free from this magnet.
I think I can help with that.
Purple concentrates, eyeing the cave walls. He spits a rock, bouncing it back and forth as it unlatches their saddle belts.
Nice shooting, Burps.
Thanks. I've been practicing my pebble work.
They now pull Layla and Dak free, then her purse and his stuck armor.
Now what do we do?
So after Svetlana?
I guess so.
As Summer would say, not so fast.
You see something?
Yes! The shape of the map, carved in the door. What was that clue again?
Purple, map me.
He spits it back out.
Nothing is the secret key to unlock the door you see and find the next place to be.
Let's see if it fits.
They place the map over the door.
Perfect!
Look where the hole is. The piece of rock fits through it perfectly.
So?
Nothing is the secret key. Remember? What's a hole made of?
Nothing.
Very tricky.
Summer pushes the rock, opening a secret window as sunlight shines in.
Huh? Cool!
They hurry over to peek out.
Nothing is the secret key to unlock the door you see and find the next place to be.
So I guess that island is the next place to be.
Fantastico.
Waldondo?
Steve? Waldondo?
Congratulations, mis amigos.
He flips down to them.
I knew you would figure out the map.
Well, it was mostly Cutter.
The one who figured out my lobster trick. But of course, you are sharp in more ways than one, eh?
Waldondo, what are you doing here?
It's complicated.
After you stole Svetlana's map, you knew she was following you, so you gave us the map knowing she would follow us and you could follow her.
He shrugs.
Okay, maybe it's not that complicated.
Maybe not for you guys.
Huh. So that is where the golden dragon egg is.
Maybe?
Oh, you are right, Svetlana. She is a bad liar.
Huh?
Gracias.
Hey!
He steals the map.
Come on, do you really think I would be working with Svetlana? Every pirate for themselves, that is the pirate code. Well, that had never asked to borrow a man's wooden leg.
Can I blast him? Maybe just a little bit?
Now, if you will excuse me, I have a golden egg to steal.
Come on, Waldondo, you can't outrun us. We have dragons.
This is true, but maybe... I don't have to.
He tilts the Belzium stone, causing more stones to fall from the ceiling.
I did tell you to trust no one. It was a fun game, but now it's over.
He heads off, trapping them inside.
Adios, rescue riders!
Oh, this game isn't over.
You should have let me blast him.
I've got something for you to blast. These rocks!
Their blasts just bounce off.
Again!
Tiny pebbles break off.
Again!
More tiny pebbles.
See? We're getting it! Keep firing!
Later, Dax sits slumped over, still trapped.
Okay, maybe we weren't getting it.
We haven't made a dent.
Well, Dondo and the others have a pretty big head start to the next clue.
Which is why we gotta keep hitting this wall with everything we got.
At the window.
Or, instead of trying to go out the way we came in, we could just blast over here.
It does look a lot easier than clearing all these rocks.
Great thinking, Cutter. On one, two,
purple!
Sorry, I thought we were going on two.
Have we ever gone on two?
Let's try this again. On one, two, and three!
They all blast at once, shielding themselves as the smoke clears.
Great job! Let's go.
They fly out over the sea towards the island.
I don't know, guys. Maybe we could try going on two sometimes. Why does three get to have all the fun?
They fly alongside each other.
Way to go, Cutter! Sometimes you come up with some great ideas I never would have thought of.
Dax right. You know what, Cutter? I think you should take the lead for the rest of this mission.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Wait, did you say take the lead? Like, be the leader? And do leadery stuff? Like, lead?
Yeah, you've been the best at figuring out all these clues.
And all of Waldondo's tricks. Even that lobster behind the back thing.
I don't know. I usually just like to hang in the back and make jokes.
Cutter, every dragon has his day, and today is yours. We need you, buddy. We need you out front, planning, figuring out clues, and making split-second decisions that will affect the fate of the golden egg and all of us, your very best friends. What do you say?
No, I really don't want the leader job. That's too bad. I'll bet it would have been a lot of fun getting to boss everyone around.
Nice try, Burps, but I won't change my... Wait, did you say boss everyone around?
He smiles.
I'll do it!
Good, because look, while Dondo, Eric the Wretched, and Svetlana the Sly are already on their way to the other island.
Huh?
Hmm. Looks like Wodondo still has our map.
If we don't get it back, he'll beat us to the Golden Dragon and steal her egg.
Come on!
They dive down.
Faster! We must beat Wodondo and Svetlana to the Golden Egg!
Don't mind us, just us!
They bump Eric as they fly by.
Oh my, this is unexpected.
No one beats Svetlana the Sly, especially not the dragon talkers of Hatskalor!
Wodondo now spots them from his ship.
Ah, rescue riders! I must admit, I am surprised to see you so soon!
I'll bet you are! Now give up!
Ahaha! I said surprise! Not unprepared! Amigos! Fuego!
They shoot rope balls, trapping Eggro.
What are those?
Whoa! I don't know! I know I don't like them!
She burns them off.
Ah! Come on! Do they really think these things will stop a dragon as sharp as me?
Cool moves, guys! Oh, unfortunately, my moves aren't as cool, or sharp, or hot!
We got you, Burp!
Winger dives down with Dak, biting Burple loose.
Whoa! Thanks, guys.
A red smoke bomb hits Aggro.
What is this stuff?
Oh, no! I think it's dragon pepper! Svetlana really is sly!
She shoots more.
Be careful, everyone! If that stuff gets too close to you...
Cutter gets hit.
You'll sneeze yourself right out of the sky!
H2 on it, Cut.
She blasts water into his mouth.
This is crazy! How are we gonna fight three pirates?
We're not going to! Follow me. I have an idea.
They dive into the sea. Wodondo now loses control of his ship as it turns around.
Jesus, take the wheel!
He peers overboard as Summer swims underwater, ramming his ship off course.
Dang.
The others push it from behind.
Why are we going the wrong way? What? No one drives this ship but Wodondo. Sometimes Jesus.
They steer his ship towards the other two ships.
Yorgi, prepare to fire more dragon pepper!
They fly by, coaxing her into pepper-bombing Eric's ship. He sees the red clouds.
Oh, two can play that game. Fire back!
His army shoots back as Wodondo sails between their crossfire.
Oh no! Wait! No! Stop firing, compadres! This is what they want us to do!
The map.
Yeah. We'll be taking this back now. Thanks, Wodondo.
Must at least give them points for a style.
He watches them fly off, dodging a net.
We don't have to fight them if they're busy fighting each other.
Awesome plan, Cutter.
Looks like you are the best one to lead this mission.
You kidding? Of course I am.
Boy, he sure came around fast.
To the Golden Dragon.
They now land on the island as Layla looks at the map.
What's next, Lay?
Next clue says to find the end, you'll need a beast. Who helps you most, you'll expect the least.
Well, Cutter, what do you think?
Well, if I wrote that clue, I think it means that some animal here is gonna help us find the nest.
They look around.
I have an idea. Look, maybe it's sheep. They're pretty smart, like Haggis.
A flock grazes nearby, suddenly charging towards Burple.
Aww. See? A hug. They're smart and friendly.
They ram into him.
Hugs shouldn't hurt, guys. That's actually the first rule of hugging.
He shakes them off.
Let's get out of here.
Summer waits for Layla to hop on, getting bumped.
What?
She loses her grip.
The map!
Oh, no!
The wind blows it.
Wing, cover me!
Wait, you're not gonna... Yep, he's doing it.
He dives onto the ground, running after the map.
Whoa!
He dodges the sheep as Winger scares them off.
All right!
The map lands in the middle of a field between Dak and a grazing sheep as they glare at each other like gunfighters. The sheep spits, then digs at the ground as they both suddenly make their move. Dak slides, grabbing the map first.
Sorry, lunch is gonna have to wait.
He leaps off the cliff as Winger carries him away. They now rejoin each other, landing back in the forest.
I think we can cross sheep off the helpful beast list.
Right.
But what animal can it be?
A pack of wolves emerge from a nearby cave.
I would say, not these guys!
They fly away as Cutter stays.
Cutter, let's go!
Remember the second part of the clue? It said,
who helps you most, you'll expect the least.
Exactly! And we sure wouldn't expect wolves to help us, would we?
He cowers as the wolf charges.
Huh?
It licks him.
I knew it! Though she may not have hugged you, Burps, but I think this wolf just kissed me. Cool!
They rejoin Cutter, getting licks, too.
Oh, that tickles!
The wolves run into the cave.
I think they're gonna lead us to the nest of the golden dragon. Come on!
They follow them, now back out at sea.
So, it comes down to the three of us.
We have a bit of a problem, no?
You have a problem. I have a map.
Not for long.
She explodes a pepper bomb, disappearing as Eric now holds her hat.
Oh, dear.
She runs off with the map, suddenly captured by a net. She drops the map.
Perdóname, señora.
He retrieves it.
I'll have that back.
Niet. I want it.
I have a better idea, compadres.
Ow!
He lets it fly off into the wind.
Valdando!
I'm gonna hammer you for this!
Before you try, can we talk?
I do hope you have an idea. I don't relish the thought of giving you a right good walloping.
I do.
Amigos, we couldn't figure out the clues on that map.
Speak for yourself.
Even if you could, Svetlana, the rescue riders are too far ahead. But we all want the same thing, no? The fabled golden egg with a shell made of enough gold to make a pirate rich. Or maybe even three pirates.
They smile. Back in the cave.
Sure feels weird running with wolves instead of from them.
Enjoy it while you can, Burps.
They emerge out the other side as the wolves howl at another cave.
Is the golden dragon in there? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
They lick him.
I'll take that as a yes.
They fly up to the cave.
Whoa.
They enter a temple-like chamber as Agro lights the lanterns.
What is this place?
I don't know. But I think it's right where we need to be.
Of course it's where we need to be. My awesome leadership got us here.
I think you're forgetting those wolves.
Oh, yeah. They think I'm pretty awesome, too.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
He bounces off the door.
Would have been so great if that opened just now, wouldn't it?
There's gotta be a way.
Maybe it has something to do with those.
Carved tiles.
Are those dragons?
I think they're just carvings of dragons, Layla. Oh, that's probably what you meant.
And over here, I think these are dragon classes.
Dragon classes?
Each dragon falls into one of the seven different classes. Strike, Tracker, Boulder, and more. I have the same ones in my dragon diary, see?
But what does it all mean?
Check the next clue, Lay.
To find the nest, the right dragons must be impressed.
That must have something to do with these buttons. We have to press them.
Dak shrugs, then goes to press one.
Wait, there's more. Only those who know dragons can have it all. Everyone else will be very small. And before you're through, don't forget who watches over you.
That's a lot of clue. Cutter?
I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe we should ask the wolves again.
Hey, I'm doing the best I can here.
Layla frowns.
Wait a second.
The tiles.
What if we're supposed to match each dragon to its dragon class?
Yeah, that makes sense. See, sometimes leadership is letting someone else lead.
First one is a monstrous nightmare. Lay?
Monstrous nightmares are stoker class, like aggro.
I'm the same class as a monstrous nightmare? Sweet.
Dak pushes the two tiles as the door inches forward, then stops.
It worked! Do the next one!
Next one is a gronkle.
Oh, that looks like me! So it's gotta be strike class.
He spits two rocks, activating the tiles.
Purple, no!
Purple! Winger is a strike class! You're a boulder class!
Sorry! Winger and I are just alike. like in so many other ways.
The tiles pop back out, sealing off the entrance as the walls close in on them.
I think we just figured out what the rest of the clue means.
Yeah, everyone else will be very small, as in squish, like us.
I don't want to be small. I'm a big dragon and I like it. We're doomed.
They suddenly stop.
Oh, that wasn't so bad.
For now, but we better not make any more mistakes. No pressure, sis.
Yeah, no pressure at all. Okay, let's try this again. Gronkle, Boulder.
The door inches forward again.
Phew.
Nice job. Next one looks like a zippleback.
Mystery class, I hope.
You hope?
It inches more, letting light in.
You're doing great, Lei. This one looks like a deadly natter.
Right, they're shark class.
Dak helps her.
No, wait! Tracker!
What? But I already hit shark!
The walls close in tight as they try to hold them back.
I've never appreciated being the smallest dragon so much before.
They stop.
Okay, one more time. Natter?
Tracker.
It opens more, letting in more light.
Almost there. One dragon left.
And three classes to choose from.
Better get it right, because one more squeeze and we really are doomed.
The last one looks like a Night Fury.
Night Fury? But they're super rare. I don't know anything about them. Tidal, Sharp, or Strike? Tidal, it's not a water dragon. Sharp, it doesn't have spikes. It must be... It's Strike!
They push both as the door tilts forward, then stops.
You did it! But the door's still not open enough to fly through.
The walls close in again.
Oh, come on! This is so unfair!
I don't understand! There aren't any more dragons to try!
Yes, there is! That one!
He fires his tail spine at the tile above. Huh? The door tumbles as he hops through.
But how did you...
Remember the last part of the clue? Before you're through, don't forget who watches over you! Simple! So, you guys coming or what?
They frown, then follow Cutter into a larger chamber, staring in awe as a heavenly stream of sunlight shines down from an opening above onto a golden egg on a grassy bed. Cutter hops closer as the others follow, gathering round the shimmering egg.
Invade the nest of a golden dragon!
A horned dragon.
We're not invading! We're the rescue riders and we're here to help.
Oh, wait. How does that human child speak dragon?
It's a great story, but we don't have time for it right now. We're here to help protect your egg.
Help? Ha! You really think I need help from a bunch of kids? I can take care of my own egg.
We're sure you can, but there are a lot of pirates coming.
You think I'm that tough?
Whoa! Ha!
She flies down.
Anyone gets in my way, and they'll have to deal with this!
She blows a sparkling cloud.
Wait, you have a glitter attack?
It's not glitter. It's a golden blast.
Oh, okay. A golden glitter attack.
You know how hard it is to wash that stuff off? Not to mention you get it in your eyes. Itch City! You really think any of you can do better?
They smile, blasting the cave wall. She stares aghast.
Okay. Maybe I'm glad you're here after all. Name's Gemma.
So what's this about pirates?
That's right. There are three ships and...
Oh, wait. Those ships out there are pirate ships?
You've seen them?
She grimaces as they fly up, peering out at the ships.
They're just sitting out there.
They're surrounded.
Oh, no. They've teamed up. The second we fly out of this mountain, they'll see us and know where the golden dragon is. And if we try to move her egg...
They'll see that, too.
Exactly. They're working together now.
Wait, working together? What about every pirate for themselves?
Are you doing Waldondo? That was a horrible Waldondo.
Don't worry, Gemma. Those pirates aren't getting your egg.
Not unless they want to get blasted.
Another sparkling cloud.
Yeah, you're right. It is kind of glittery.
Cutter, what's the plan?
Me? No, I can't be the leader anymore.
Why not?
Because it was my plan to make the pirates fight. That backfired on us and got them working together. I knew I should have stayed in the back and made jokes.
That's not true, Cutter. We wouldn't be here without you.
I wouldn't even know what bucket that lobster was under without you.
He frowns, perking up.
Good point, Burps. Okay, I'm still the leader, and I have a plan. Gemma, looks like we're gonna need some of your glitter after all.
Knew you would!
Golden Blast!
Later, Dak emerges on Winger, carrying a golden egg as he flies off over the ocean.
Looks like it's our lucky day. They're coming right at us! After them!
They sail after them. Meanwhile, Svetlana spots Layla and Summer with another egg. They fly past her ship.
Aha! The first egg was decoy! Go! Go! Go!
Meanwhile, Waldondo relaxes on his ship.
Waldondo, shouldn't we go after them? I do not think so.
He spots Burple and Cutter with another egg.
Here comes my lobster.
They fly by.
Lobster? Just take the wheel, Jesus.
Eric fires his nets.
We've got company.
As Winger barrel rolls to avoid them, Dak drops the egg.
No, no!
Eric watches as it free falls onto a sea stack and cracks open.
It's a fake! After the others!
As his ship quickly turns around, Svetlana chases Layla and Summer in her ship, shooting pepper bombs.
Keep driving them that way! This part of the sea is very slippery!
Eels suddenly leap up as Summer dodges them. Layla drops the egg.
Oh no!
I got it! I got it!
It lands on his spiked helmet, splitting open.
It got me!
Disappointed! The purple one and the spiky one must have the real egg.
Purple and Cutter.
They're all after us now, Cutter.
Just keep flapping those wings, Purple.
They sail side by side.
We are all going to share egg, da?
Aye, that was our deal.
But of course.
You're me.
They whisper to their crews, smiling innocently to each other.
Oh, my friends. Jesus!
Waldondo directs him to turn the ship, ramming the other two off course.
Fire!
They now shoot at each other as Eric bats away a pepper bomb with his hammer.
If you can't trust a pirate, who can you trust?
Meanwhile, Waldondo sails on after Burple and Cutter.
Hola, Dragonitos! Come to Waldondo!
He shoots his rope gun, snaring Burple. Huh? Yorgi suddenly leaps over, cutting Burple free.
Huh? Yorgi, what are you doing?
He now dodges a soldier, removing his Viking disguise. It's Marina.
Elida?
As I said, Waldondo, forgive,
but never forget!
They now sword fight with wooden oars, Waldondo knocking Marina down as she flips back to her feet.
Talk about a classic Marina entrance.
Bubble, look out!
He slams into a sea stack.
The egg! Summer!
It drops into the sea as Summer dives after it, watching helplessly as it disappears into the dark depths. As everyone waits nervously above, Summer flies back out, joining the others on the sea stack.
It's gone!
She sobs.
What?
Oh, disappointed.
Oh, bother.
Waldondo, I never should have gone with your plan. Teamwork and sharing is not the pirate way.
But revenge is. And I'm going to start with you, fake Yorgi.
Waldondo shoots her away.
I think not. No one gets revenge on Marina except me. But that is for another day.
They share a smile.
My parting gift to you, querida. Go with your dragon friends. I will deal with this riffraff.
He takes on Eric with his fighting cane as Burple swoops down from Marina, flying off into the setting sky alongside Dak and Winger.
So, where is the real egg?
They take Marina to see Gemma and her golden egg.
The only way we could make all the pirates stop chasing the egg
was to make them think it was lost forever.
Clever plan. Thank you, Rescue Riders. Turns out I needed your help after all. You saved my egg just in time.
It cracks open as a baby dragon peers out, teetering as it sneezes.
Aw, so cute.
It eats a piece of its golden shell.
Ew, so gross.
What is it doing?
What all our babies do after they hatch? How do you think we get our golden blast?
They both blow their sparkling blasts. Credits: cast, Noah Kai Bentley, Brenly Brown, Zach Callison, Nicholas Cantu, Sky Jackson, Marseille Martin, Andre Robinson, Carlos Alazraki, Jeff Bennett, Greg Griffin, and Mary Elizabeth McGlynn. Executive producer, Jack Thomas. Co-executive producer, Brian K. Roberts. Written by Jack Thomas and Steve Altieri. Storyboard by Andy Casadonte, Chris Jimenez, Emily Jordan, and Aaron T. Soon. Based upon the book series, How to Train Your Dragon by Cressida Cowell. DreamWorks Animation Television, copyright 2019.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.